Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for today. We say be thou exalted, magnified. Take all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for seeing us through. Lord Jesus, be thou magnified in Jesus' name. Lord, as we are about to go into your word tonight, Lord, open our eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Alright, tonight I'll be talking about consistency in spiritual things. Consistency in spiritual things. As believers, we ought to be what? To be consistent in always doing the things that pleases God. You have to be consistent in what? In your service to God. Praise God. The word consistency is being, should we say, is the habit of doing the same thing on a regular basis. Praise God. Praise God. Consistency means doing that same thing on a regular basis. An act of doing something on a regular basis. Praise the living Jesus. When you look at, alright, let's look at a scenario. Praise God. When you look at the life of an addict smoker. Praise God. An addict smoker. Someone who smokes a lot. Someone who can't do without smoking. He is consistent in doing it. He does it to the extent that he can spend all he had to buy the cigarette. He can even forfeit his money for smoking. Cause what? He finds pleasure in it. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. If he does not smoke in a day, he is never comfortable. Praise God. He's never comfortable. The same thing if you should study the life of an addict drunkard, someone who can't do without drinking something, he can't do without it, a bottle of beer. Praise God. Someone, the life of an addict drunkard, if he does not take it in a day, his body system will run abnormal. Because why? He has become addicted to it. Now, let's now look at the life of a man that has been addicted to prayers, to study, to service to God. The life of a believer. If he does not do it in a day, he won't feel normal. If he does not pray in a day, he won't feel normal. If he does not worship God in a day, he won't feel normal. If he does not fast in a day, he won't act. So it looks as if he's not complete. Praise God. Because why? He has been addicted to it. It has become part of him. Prayer has become part of him. Fasting has become part of him. Worship has become part of him. So he can't do without it. The same thing to an addicted, someone who is addicted to smoking. Cigarette is already part of him. He doesn't take it, he won't feel no more. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Now, listening. Something you are consistent in doing becomes your addiction. When you are consistent in prayer, prayer becomes your addiction. You become addicted to it. You pray all the time. You are in the kitchen, you are praying. You are on the bed, you are praying. You are in the bedroom, you are praying. You are in the market, you are praying. You are in your office, you are praying. You are in your business place, you are praying. Because it has become part of you. It is as if it has been breathed upon you. Praise God. Addiction. In the sense that you can't do without it. Now let's go back to the thing. Consistency in spiritual things. Spiritual things is not only based on prayer and fasting.
Most people now base spiritual thing on prayer and fasting. No,
it's a wrong mindset.
All right, we'll be looking at few. All right, we'll be looking at some things, some spiritual things.
Yes, let me put it that way.
What are these spiritual things? It's not only prayer and fasting, there are a lot. Now, take note. What are these spiritual things we ought to be consistent in?
I'd like you to pick up your pen and your Bible. The spiritual things we ought to be consistent in doing.
Tonight I'll be mentioning few, but there are many,
Praise God.
Number one, consistency in prayer and fasting. Praise God. Consistency in prayer and fasting. The Bible says in Luke 18:1, it says, and Jesus spake a parable unto them that men ought always to what? To pray and not to faint. That means when you are not praying, you are fainting. Men ought always. It does not say men ought once. It did not say men ought twice. It says men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Praise God. You go to James 5, verse 16. It says the fervent prayer, the consistent prayer,
the non-relenting prayer of a righteous man.
Consistent prayer of a righteous man
availeth much, and as great power as it is working.
Praise God.
It availeth much. So, as a believer, you ought to be consistent in prayer and fasting. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 59.
Isaiah 59. If you are there with me, shout hallelujah.
Isaiah 59,
verse 6. Let's check verse 6. All right. Let's check verse 6. What does Jesus say? Shall their feet run? Therefore, his judgment. Praise God. There's a Bible scripture I'm looking for in Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. Alright. We will be checking that later. Praise God. I pray I remember where it is. Praise the living Jesus.
As I was saying, consistency in prayer and fasting. Number two, you have to be consistent in studying the word. You have to be consistent in studying the word.
Praise God. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says,
the word of God is sharper, is quick. Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It says, the word of God should not depart from your mouth, but meditate on it daily, that thou will do according to what is there.
Praise God. So as a believer, the word of God must not depart from your mouth, from your heart, and from you. Stay with the word so you don't waste and lost in the world.
Praise God.
Are you getting me? Stay with the word so you won't waste and lost in the world.
W-O-R-L-D.
When you don't stay with the word, you will become lost. And you become a waste in this world.
Praise God. Those that stay with the world, they have with them the keys to be
him successful, because it is in the word. The Bible says, and then ye shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. It is in the word that you see there are a lot of keys in the word of God. There are a lot of keys. What you need to do is to assess those keys by engaging the word. The word of God opens your mind to a lot of things you know not. This is called unto me, and I'll show you greater mighty things. When you study the word, it reveals things you know not. It teaches you things, as in it opens your mind. You become knowledgeable about some things when you stay with the word of God. Praise God. Be consistent in studying the word. Wait in the place of prayer. Wait in the place of study. Do not rush. Some of us study the word for only few understand what Spirit to help you. That is why you need his help. That is why you need the help of the Holy Ghost. It's only him that can help you to read and understand. To read. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. That's number two. Number three, you need to be consistent in winning souls. Alright, I found the scripture. Isaiah, I said 50. Now let's go to Isaiah 58, verse 6. It talks about fasting. Praise God. 58:6. He says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? Number one thing fasting does is that what? Let's go. It loses the bound of wickedness. It undo every burdens. Two. It let the oppressed go free. Three. And it breaks every 58:6. So when you engage yourself in fasting, when you engage fasting, it helps strengthen your inner man to attempt great things for God. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Back to consistency in studying the word. Study the word. Stay with the word. You want to have good success? Stay with the word of God. You want your ways to be prosperous? Stay with the word of God. His word is quick. His word is alive. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise God. Stay with the word of God. He said that word is a lamp, is a light unto my feet, and a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. Praise God. Stay with the word of God. You need the keys of breakthrough. It is in the word of God. Praise God. Are you getting me? Number three, you need to be consistent in winning souls. You need to be what? To be consistent in winning souls. You need to be consistent in winning souls. Some of us are saying, Alright, before I go to number three, I would like us to open to the book of Galatians 6, verse 9. Galatians 6:9. It says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap it if we do not give up." There is a lot to explain in this verse. Do not grow weary of doing good. Do not get tired of doing good. Do not grow feeble in doing good. For in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. There is a lot to explain in that verse, but later we'll come back to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me quickly talk about, before we go to consistency in winning souls, let me talk about requirement for effective prayer. What you need for your prayer to be effective, requirement for effective prayer. Things you need to put in place for your prayer to be effective. You need faith. Hebrews 11:6. Praise God. If you are there, shout hallelujah. It says, "For without faith no man can please the Lord." Praise Jesus. Also, let's open to our Bible to Matthew 17. Your Bibles to Matthew 17, verse 20. It says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence from yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And whosoever shall say to the mountain, be ye removed, it shall be removed." Is not stronger than your prayer. That challenge you are facing is not stronger than your prayers. That problem you are facing is not stronger than your prayers. What you need to do is to say to it, "Be thou removed." By faith, without doubt in your heart, and it will be removed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Requirement for effective prayer. 2. Boldness. Let's always say boldness. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. Let's shout hallelujah. 4:16. Praise God. Can you give me Hebrews 4:16? "He made us understand that let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and find grace to help in time of need." Come boldly unto the throne of grace. Requirement for effective prayer. Boldness. Boldness in the sense that some people now believe that or think that, "Kai, this sin I committed like this, I don't think God will forgive me." So with fear and trembling, they already judge themselves that they don't think God will show them mercy. But scripture says, "Come boldly to the throne of grace,
shall obtain mercy, and he shall find help. Confess your sin to God, and he will forgive you. He's a God of mercy. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Requirement for effective prayer 3. Humility. Let's open our Bibles to Luke 18 verse 16 to 21. Where they shout hallelujah. Luke 18:16-21.
He said, but Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for which is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Let's stop there. Please go. You come here for an effective prayer. Humility. You need to be humble to receive from the Lord. Bible may just understand James. He said, God opposes the proud and gives more grace to the humble. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. There's a scripture I'm looking for. I pray I find that scripture. Second Corinthians. Alright, let's open to Second Chronicles. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to Second Chronicles.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Second Chronicles 7, verse 14. Praise God. Second Chronicles 7, 14. And then shout hallelujah. He said, the kind of prayer that also yield results is the one that is done with humility. The kind of prayer that yield results is the one that is done with humility. In verse 14 of the Second Chronicles, he said, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. That means, one, you have to humble yourself first. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It made us understand that what? That the prayer, the kind of prayer that also yields results, is a kind that is done with humility. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something I want to figure out there, as the Holy Ghost help us tonight. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, will heal their land.
Humility. Requirement for effective prayer 3. Be humble. Tell somebody be humble. Tell the person, God opposes the proud and gives more grace to the humble. God resists the proud and gives more grace to the humble. There's a scripture that is coming to my mind. It says, He that exalts himself shall be set abase, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. He that raises shoulder, he that has pride, that is proud, that is arrogant, shall be set abase, and he that humble himself shall be exalted.
Tell your neighbor again, be humble. Requirement for effective prayer 4.
Renewed mind. Your mind needs to be renewed. Your mind needs to be transformed. It needs to be polished. Some people pray and lose focus. You are praying and his skin is coming to your mind. A porn skin is coming to your mind. Praying and how you want to operate in taking that thing that is not yours, that sin is coming to your mind. You are praying and the devil is bringing some skin, bad skin that you've done in the past. So most people lose focus when they pray.
Becoming for effective prayer, you need a renewed mind.
Your mind needs to be poached.
David cried to God and said, "Purge me!
Purge me, purge me. Cleanse me that I may be whiter than snow."
Hallelujah. Praise God. Renewed mind. Our Bibles to Romans 12:2.
I believe you are following me tonight. Romans 12, verse 2. If you are there, shout Jesus. Romans 12:2. It's a very familiar verse to those that read their Bible. It's familiar to those that read scriptures. Yeah.
Please go. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In 1 minute, can you just cry to God that, "Lord, purge me, cleanse me, purge my heart, purge my heart, make me whiter than snow, make my heart pure, renew my mind in Jesus' mighty name." Hallelujah. So stop there. You can't make for effective prayer. Let's continue from where we stop. I just said I should let us know about that. Hallelujah. Spiritual things we ought to be consistent in doing. So I was talking about consistency in winning soul. It's not only about prayer and fasting. We have to be consistent in winning souls. The Bible makes us understand that heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in Daniel, it made us understand that those that turn many to righteousness, they will shine like stars forever. Is it Daniel? Yeah, it's Daniel. Hallelujah. So, as a believer, you ought to be consistent in winning souls. Tell your friend about Jesus. Tell your colleague about Jesus. In your school, tell people about Jesus. In your working place, tell people about Jesus.
Don't hide Jesus. Don't hide Jesus.
Jesus did not only die for you, he died for everybody. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, don't hide Jesus. Praise God.
wherever you are, let people know about Jesus. Some people are waiting to hear the gospel from your mouth. Hallelujah. Tell people about Jesus. Souls are out there dying every day. Praise God. Move out there. Tell them Jesus loves you. But before you can tell somebody about Jesus, you yourself ought to know deep things about him. Because you can't preach somebody you don't know. Hallelujah. All right, let me give us a scenario. You know a bean seller, right? It's not possible for you to pass by a shop or a shop and not know that and not perceive the aroma of the beans. Pass through a bean shop, you perceive it. This is beans. Yes. The same thing in Indomie. You pass through a shop where they cook Indomie, this is Indomie. Now, what am I trying to bring out from that scene? The same thing applicable to you. When people come near you, let them perceive Christ. Let them perceive Christ. The bean seller serve beans. I serve Christ. Are you getting me? They serve beans. I serve Christ. They serve Indomie. I serve Christ. Serve Christ to many people. Let them perceive Christ. Example to believers in the way, in speech, in love, in the way you do things. Let your lifestyle be traceable to Christ. Many people don't read scriptures now, they read you. The more deeper you know Christ, the more deeper you will be able to lead many to Christ. When Paul said that I'm in song, like Paul can say that I may know him after different encounters he had had with Elohim, my God. Can you just in 1 minute bow down your head and pray that Lord? Becomes my body, teach me your ways, that it becomes my character. Can you pray that prayer? Oh Lord, teach me your heart, that it becomes my body. Oh Lord, teach me your ways, that it becomes my character. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of our time, number four, consistency in giving and helping others. Spiritual things we ought to be consistent in doing. Number four, consistent is doing giving and helping others. Help those. Give to those that need. You have 20 clothes. Someone close to you that does not even have up to 5, even the 5 he has saved is managed, that's filled up, that's torn, that's slack, and you have 20. happens to your friend?
What are you friends for when you can't give him?
Hallelujah. Give to those that need. There are many people out there. Some of us have eaten 5 meals today. They are still struggling to eat two. Yes, they are struggling to eat two. Some of us have eaten 3 meals today. Right? Some people out there are struggling to eat one. Even when they found itself, it did not even shock anywhere in their stomach. If you know them, give them food. Give them food. The Bible will go there and say, give and it shall be given unto you. Give. Your reward is with the Father. Your reward is in heaven. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is giving.
Say proverb. Hallelujah.
Give and you shall be given.
All people. Number 5. Consistency in living a holy life. Do not be weary of doing good. Do not be tired of doing good.
Galatians 6:9.
Hallelujah. Alright. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15. If you are there, shout Emmanuel. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Do not be weary. Do not be weary of living a holy life. Praise God. Do not be weary of doing good. Holiness is next to godliness. Hallelujah. Because of our time, number 6, spiritual things you ought to be consistent in doing. 6, that will be the last one I'm mentioning for the day. For today, this one is powerful. Be consistent in honoring people, honor, in rendering honor. Hallelujah. Okay, let's open our Bible to 2 Peter.
Oh my. 2 Peter.
Okay, 1 Peter 5.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Peter 5.
Aha, verse 5.
He says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Ye, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Hallelujah. That verse 5 is what I want us to look at. It says, submit. Honor yourself. Submit yourself unto the elder. Submit yourself. Respect the elders. Respect, honor those that have gone ahead of you. The person you look down on today, know somebody you don't. Respect. Honor those who have gone far because they know what you don't know. They know what you don't know. Respect is reciprocal. Honor men.
life. Do not look down on people. Do not look down on people. Hallelujah. You are going to bow down your heads and pray. You say, Lord Jesus, help me not to be weary in doing good. Help me to be consistent in living a holy life. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Help me not to be weary. Help me not to be tired. Help me not to be weak. Help me, Lord, to journey in you deeper, deeper. Oh, the pang the cambro shut up another time. Can you cry out to God and pray? Lord, help me not to be weary. Help me not to be weak. Help me not to be feeble in doing good. Help my consistency. Help me to be consistent in serving you, in rendering service to you. Lord, help me, help me, help me. I don't want to be a once upon a time believer. Help me to consistently burn for you. Help my fire increase. Add more grace to my grace. Add more capacity to my capacity. Enlarge my capacity. Kale sofele kambro shita balata. Oh, libregedo shabambro sikele kambra diata. Enlarge my capacity. Bible says, and Jabez cried to the Lord, oh Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my borders, enlarge my territory, enlarge my capacity. Lay your hands upon me. Keep me from evil. Pray. Can somebody pray tonight?